早安。
Well, we're glad you're here this morning and trust that God is refreshing your heart.
很高兴我们今天一起在这里敬拜神呢，希望今天我们的心里面能够更新。
Today as I speak, it's a message that I'm asking the Lord to really help me. And I think it's a message you're going to have to listen very closely to. And maybe together we can learn something.
那今天这个信息呢，我一直在祷告，求神帮助我。然后今天呢，我们听的时候，请更用心的听，好，让我们一起能够在这个信息里面得到帮助。
One of the big questions today that you hear so often, not just here, but almost around the world is,What is happening to us?
那现在这个世代呢，有一个问题，就是到底这个世界怎么了？
It seems like the world is in such a chaos and confusion.
总是会有很多的那种混乱的感觉。
And so we think to ourselves, whatever brought us to this place, particularly in the United States?
特别我们就有一个疑惑说，啊，特别是美国哈，怎么会到这个地步呢？
And I could just, my answer is we drifted away from truth.
那我的答案就是说呢，这个国家开始呢背道，违背神的真理，然后呢随波逐流，就离开了神的真理。
You see, Jesus stated that the truth makes us free.
因为耶稣说呢，只有自由，只有真理叫我们自由。
But today we are bound.
那今天我们不自由了，我们已经受到约束。
By many, many things that have caught us and captured us and imprisoned us.
太多的东西，太多的环境捆绑我们，就好像我们在一个牢笼里面，在一个监狱里面。
You see, about 300 years ago, or maybe a little more than that, maybe four.
大概在三四百年前。
There came a thought revolution.
在人类的历史上就来了一个思想的革命。
Before that, all the years from the time that we, from the beginning after Christ left, clear up to that time in the 16th, 17th century.
在之前呢，大概在16、17世纪以前那一段时间呢，基本上呢，这个就是基督的这样子的一个真理呢，是很畅行的。
The fundamental truths were always found in God's word.
那你那些真正的这些很基本的站得住的这个根基呢，都是在神的话里面，在神的真理里面。
The church became very strong under that because some of them abused the truth by putting in their own thinking.
那这个教会呢 ？You mean the later after that?
No, during that.
那在那个时候呢，就有一些教会呢，就把它扭曲了，然后用自己的想法、讲法来解释真理。
But in reality, truth, the main truth came through God's word.
但是真正的真理是从神的话来的。
But then in about the 18th, 17th, 18th century, we had a movement called, the movement for rationalization, reasoning.
那18、19世纪这一段时间呢，有一个主义出现了，就是理性主义出现。
Actually, those in history tells us that it was to counteract this divine revelation that the church held so close.
那这个时候呢，这个所谓的我们是受到启示的这个教会的这个肢体呢，我们就好像挤在一起一样，受到这个主义的冲击。
So reason became a source of knowledge, and it justified everything that we were doing.
然后呢，我们也受到一些影响，就什么事情都要经过你的脑筋的理性的批判，你的想法。
You see, it became our process for acquiring knowledge. Became our process.
那变成了我们在处理事情、想事情的时候呢，变成一种我们的理性，成我们的一个过程。
In other words, when we looked at a situation, instead of finding the truth from God's word, we began to reason and rationalize.
这个意思是说呢，当你在想神的话的时候，你也会开始想说，这个合道理吗？这个有没有理呢？也会这样想。
This became the thing of the day. You didn't take the absolutes or you didn't take the divine revelation, but you began to reason out, and this became the path to knowledge by our reasoning.
神的真理本来是绝对的，是从神来，我们领受就是这样，很直接的。可是我们现在开始要经过我们的这个所谓的这个理性，要来批判它，要来想通它。
So the purpose of it was actually, to reform society.Traditions, faith, revelation, those were to be out.
那这些
and our reasoning was in.
这个理性为上的这样的一个潮流呢，带来什么呢？对我们的文化也好，传统也好，或者是信心也好，整个就要打翻它了，就好像把它隔掉了。
And it's been part of our thinking processes since then.
所以从那个时候开始，十七八世纪那时候开始呢，我们的理性就开始这样子啊，就被影响了。
This is what most of us do.
这是我们大部分现在人的情况，对不对
？If we want to know something, we begin to reason.
当你想要知道什么，你开始就要看它有没有合理，有没有是真的吗
？This sounds right.
是不是对的呢
？I deserve this must be right.
那我要去观察看看，验证看看是不是对的。
And then we come to our own decision.Many times by our own reasoning.
那结果你就为自己做了一个结论，从哪里来？这个结论从你的理性推理来的。
And that's where many of us are thinking ourselves today, not in the divine revelation of God.
所以很多连神的儿女也是这样子，我们的想法是从我们的推理来的，不是神的那种启示。
So what did this start to do to our to those of the intellectual world? They begin to push out.Those things of truth from God and put in their own reasoning, their own understanding, their own evaluation, all of these things until they made their own decision on what truth was.
这样的世代带来一个什么结果呢？就开始用理论、用理性或者合理化来解释，有些把它拿掉，到后来就给自己一个合理的解释。就是我要把它做一个合理的解释。
I like to watch, science documentaries.
我很喜欢看那些啊科学的一些纪录片。
All types of them I've been watching.
各种啊主题我都喜欢。
And as I watch them in my mind, I'm trying to say, Lord, where is this? What is this in your truth?
那当我在看的时候，我就会想说，这个跟神的真理、跟神的计划有没有合乎呢？
And then we see the scientists that come up with a theory. They watch it. They reason about it. They investigate. They come up with this type of thing that this is a theory.
所以呢，科学家就观察，然后就推论，然后来了一个学说，后来就把这个学说好像当作真理一样。
Then behold, there comes up another scientist.
那接下来又另外一批的科学家要出来了。
And he has another idea.
他又有另外一个想法了。
And he begins to do his process of showing that the reasoning he has is right.
然后呢，又就把它推论出来一个学说一样，他认为他是对的。
So now the other idea is out in science, and now we've got a new one because someone else has been able to reason.
所以你就发现呢，这种所谓的推理或者是理论主义呢，就变成说一个一波一波的来，然后呢，每一个理论都认为他们是真的，是对的。
So Satan through man began to turn man's thinking.Away from the divine revelation of God.
魔鬼就借着这样人的啊这样的世代呢，就把我们带开了，离开了神的真理。
Then about 100 years later, there was a group of the artistic, the more of the feelings group that felt like reasoning isn't all that you can do. We have feelings, we have emotions, we be able to understand by what we feel.
所以在大概这样的一个潮流的100多年之后呢，出现另外一波潮流，就是呢感觉，好，你的情绪、你的感觉，的这样的一个以这样为主流。
Now became a part of the thinking of many people.
那这样的也变成了一群人所崇尚的，就是我的感觉最重要。
It began to get into our educational system,
into
natural sciences,
连这个科学的领域。连我们这个教育的领域都掺入了这个所谓罗曼蒂克奇的这样的一个、
so、we have
影响。
A period of romanticism, they call it.
所以啊、就是罗曼蒂克主义。
And so this is one of the things that again, here we have rationalization,
一边是
and now we have romanticism, which is feelings,
一个是罗曼蒂克主义
that are all pushing out.
那这两个大潮流
The divine will and word of God
就把神的从上面来的这个真理呢，就把它这样子推开了。
And all of those two collectively began to push some other reasoning in, and we call it relativity. I have trouble with tibs.
这个、
relativity.
这两个潮流一在这里面彼此冲击之后呢，我们就来一个所谓的合理化，就是要把它合理化。
So when man got to the place he began to reason, And not all the time did the reason turn out. And when they began to get emotional, I feel, I think, I do.
当人在这种理性主义还有这个感性罗曼蒂克主义这个当中找不到路的时候，就出现了一个相对论，就是情况的看情况而定，看要偏这边还是偏那边。
Where there was really no truth, no absolute.
到一个地步的时候就没有真理了，就没有绝对的真理了，就没有一个事情是不变的，不是是绝对真的。
How can there be absolute truth when some of us are when there's a reasoning?And there is the feeling, and suddenly we realize, well, there's just no absolute truth. It's just according to the situation.
当然啦，借着人自己的那种有限的这种理性呢，来推理，或者是你的那种情绪、个人的感觉又不一样，那绝对的真理是存在不了的，它没有办法立足。
And the place that relativism has had its greatest heyday is in the morals of mankind.
那这里面有一个最大的致命伤、
no、
就是我们的伦理道德没有绝对的对也没有绝对的错
depends on your culture,
情况伦理
depends on your circumstances,
那、就看看啊就看你的情况怎么样啊
depends on what you can get away with,
然后呢看你能不能、找一个漏洞或者是转一个弯走出去啦这个叫做情况伦理
So this has brought man today to the place where theyLook at divine revelation and laugh at it.
那就是为什么今天很多人看着这个圣经里面的绝对真理呢？他们反而取笑它。
Man's thinking processes and philosophies have made divine revelation antiquated, ridiculous, hard to accept, and confusing.
所以呢，这种情况的这种想法呢，就是跟着情况变，相对性的哈，像相对论的这种东西呢
and that's what
就会让我们觉得好像这个圣经里面讲的真的是无稽之谈。
And that's where man is today.
那就是我们今天的世代。
How can man be healthy? How can man have freedom when everybody is confused and mixed up and nothing's right and wrong and I reason everything, I feel everything, where is truth?
在理性在、情感的冲击还有这种所谓的相对性的这样情况里面呢我们哪里找得到喜乐因为没有绝对的东西你摇摆不定。
如此才会这么的不健康不自由而且没有平安。
Had a man in Chongqing that said to me, young man, he was very frustrated. He was a journalist. He worked in a TV station.
那重庆呢有一个、年轻人、因为他在、电视台工作然后他在、报道、他就很挫败来告诉我。
He said that everything that's given out, everything that's broadcast, it's all propaganda.
他说呢你知道吗 我看太多了这些我们在制作的在报道的这个都是一个假象
And he said, I know,
我知道
because I write it.
因为我自己本身就是这样在做
And it was getting to the place that his life was He said, I just don't feel like there's anything in life After a while, this is where man comes to, my friend
以至于一个地步这个年轻人说我就不晓得 我到底、以什么为我的一个立足点、我就混淆了这个就是我们今天人类的问题
And that's why we are where we are today.
那就是我们今天我这样的一个地步。
When I look at my own country,
那我看看我自己的国家。
And I think back to even when I was young or when my mother was, that's not a whole lot, 100 years ago.
我回溯到我母亲的前面那一代呢，大概也只不过是一百多年前。
And the difference in the thinking and the philosophy and the education is as different as day and night.To today.
那个时候的想法或者是教育呢跟今天完全不一样了
You may not be a Christian but you live by principle
即使呢不是基督徒没有信主的人那个时候哈他们的生活也有他们的原则
But today there seems to be very little principle
那今天呢没有了
Very little ethics
连一点伦理都没有了
On Martin County on the school buses they write I'm sure I don't have it all together quoted but they said buildingcharacter. Martin County wants to build character.
在我们那个县郡那里呢在这个、学校的校车外面写的很大的一个、就是那个布条哈就说呢我们要、建造我们的道德。
In China, this is what the government is asking for their children. They want camps. They want things that can teach our children character.
中国政府也很鼓励大家举行所谓的孩子的品格教育。为什么因为他们知道说需要孩子需要品格的建造。
What has happened to us as a people? It's in our way of thinking and processing our thinking and understanding. And it's false.
这个问题怎么来的呢？在我们的想法里面。
And it's becoming devastating.
在我们的感受里面都是错的，都是假的。你好好的想一想，我这样讲对不对？
You begin to look around you and think, we're so busy we don't have time to look around us.
我们现在好像太忙了哈，
忙到
没有办法去反思自己，没有办法去看看的观察一下这个四周围的情况。
So when the preachers and when the church begins to say, come back to God's word, come back to God's word, to the world that's foolishness.
那当啊这个传道人在呼喊说回到神的话语，回到神的话语的时候，外面人在取笑说，哎呀，那个真是很荒唐。
Today what they're saying is, I can't feel God.
所以很多人就说，我感觉不到神。
So he must not be there.
所以我感觉不到，所以神就不在那里。
Because I can't.
只因为我感觉不到，所以神一定不在那里。
The Russians said I went up to space and we didn't see God, so there is no God.
然后这种所谓的理性主义呢，跑到太空去呢，看不到神，说一定没有神，因为我看不到神。
And this is the thinking of so many people.
这个就是很多人的想法。
Many are saying I can't accept that. It doesn't sound reasonable.
有时候你就想说这个我接受不了，因为这个太不合理了。
When God's word says it just doesn't sound reasonable.
那当神的话这样说的时候，你说这个不合理。
Some are saying when they look at God's word, it's just a story.
或许有人说呢，这个就是故事，讲故事。这个根本没有发生过嘛，那怎么可能是真实的呢？
So you see, they begin to this is where the thinking comes. How can it be possible? You can't reason out God.
为什么你说不可能呢？因为你没有办法去推论神，你没有办法用理论呢，用理性呢来想神，所以你当然就没有办法推论到一个结果。
You can't reason out miracles.
你没有办法对于神迹呢用理性来解释它，
所以你就没有办法。You can't reason out how God can take a man that's contemptible and evil and bring him to the cross and it becomes a man of a renown and a man that is.A godly man.
你绝对没有办法用你的理性
来
推理，把一个人这么一个邪恶的人，然后呢，主耶稣救他哈，用十字架的这样的一个方法来救他，之后他变成一个义人，你是没有办法推理的。
Now in the church, many times because of this confusion of our reasoning,
那在理性上面呢，也带来给我们教会的混淆。
That the Bible meant it that way.
所以呢，我们就用一个方式。
I don't think that that's what God meant.
我们用一个方式来解释，因为。行不通啊，理性行不通，我们就只好解用一个一个啊，开一条路说呢，可能不是这个意思吧？这样讲呢，不是这个意思吧？
That was meant for another day.
那可能是那个时候的人才需要这样做吧。
Now I think this is what God meant.
那对于我来讲，神这样说就是这样子。
One dear old elderly woman who loved the Lord and she was constantly reading her Bible. Her pastor thought, "I'm going to get her some commentaries, and then she can expand her thing."
那有一个牧者呢，对他的一个教会的老姊妹呢，很喜欢念圣经，就想说送他这种所谓的圣经注释的书。
He gave her the commentaries, and later he went back and he asked her, "How did you like them?"
他就把这本解释圣经的书给这个老姊妹，他就之后呢，他就回去问他说呢，你喜欢这本书吗？
She said, "Fine." She said, "It's the but the Bible makes them plain."
那他说的这个老姊妹说这本书不错哈，但是呢还这个不够清楚，是圣经使这本书更清楚。
She found out that it was the Word of God, the unadulterated Word of God that makes us free.
所以呢，这个姊妹的意思说，就是这一本神的话，就是那么单纯的这样的话哈。使神的话就更清楚，然后呢，使我自由。
How do we get back to truth?
那我们如何回到真理呢？
Well, Jesus said this.
耶稣这样说。
He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
他说我是道路、真理、生命。
No man cometh to the Father but by me.
如果你要去父神那里的话，一定要借着耶稣。
To get back to truth,
没有人可以到父那里去。
To truth,
如果不借着我的话。
We have to get back to the truth maker.
所以你说我怎么样回到真理，找到真理，就要回到这个真理的源头，意思说他就是真理那里去。
Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again."
律法老师这个尼哥底母去找耶稣的时候，耶稣跟他说，除非你重生，再生一次。不然的话，你不能见神的国。
He didn't say unless they're baptized.
他没有说，除非你受洗。
He didn't say unless they join the church.
他没有说除非你加入教会。
He said the only way we're going to get into the kingdom is by being born again.
他说只有一个
of the water and the blood.
绝对的方法就是你需要经过水跟圣灵的洗礼才能够进入神的国度。
Jesus knew mankind was dead in sin and trespasses.
耶稣当然知道人是在罪犯中已经死了。
And there need something happen to the heart of each one of us.
然后呢，我每一个人都需要让那个生命再活过来。
And that's where the power of God through the blood of Jesus Christ awakens us out of the dead that we're in and gives us new life. Because we're born again of the Spirit.
在十字架上所流的宝血再次把我们唤醒，让我们在灵里面可以活起来。
Then we have to meet Him on His own terms.
我们呢要用他的方式。
I've been thinking this for quite a while, but now they're beginning to voice it in the church world.
那我已经有观察了一段时间。
They're beginning to say that some of our approach to unbelievers is not good.
慢慢我听到了跟我有一种同样想法一种声音出来了，就是说呢，我们现在传福音的方式呢，有一些忽略掉了。
We're only telling them the good.
我们只告诉他们神多好啊。
Believe on Jesus.
相信耶稣。
You'll be happy. You'll be joyful.
你会快乐。哇，你会很。
He answers prayer.
平安。他答应你的祷告。
And we give it to him so that, oh, that's wonderful.
哇，每一个人听到都觉得很兴奋，说这个很棒啊。
And then they'll say, well, I want to be a believer.
所以呢，我也可以成为一个相信，我愿意成为相信的人。
And then when they do come in, they begin to see that life isn't always happy.
然后呢，就发现说，哎，我一加入之后，我没有像所讲的那么快乐，那么顺利，我也没有觉得神都答应我的祷告。
We forget to tell them that there is a cost to following Jesus.
我们忘了告诉这个我们传福音的对象，让他们知道他们需要付出某一种代价到耶稣的面前。
It's free to believe, but the cost comes that we have to meet it on His terms.
你可以没有条件的、很自由的说，我愿意相信。但是呢，你这个相信的背后呢，你要付出一种行动，也是一种代价。
John told us so simply. He said, "If we confess our sins."
约翰讲得很清楚。
You see, we have to recognize what sin is.
他说呢，如果我们承认我们的罪
，Sin hurts the heart of God.
你要知道罪是什么？罪会伤了神的心。
Sin is where I do things that I really shouldn't do.
那罪的是我做了我不该做的，
that I really
违背我的啊本来的那种良知做的。
Thinking that is not right.
我的想法不应该这样想的。
All of this against the word of God.
这一些呢都违抗了神自己的话语。
But he said, if you confess your sin.
他说如果你承认你的罪。
Do you know confession means we have to.
什么叫做承认？
Humble.
什么叫承认？就是我们需要谦卑下来。
When you confess something, you get humble.
当你需要承认的时候，你要表白的时候，你需要谦卑下来。
I've confessed lots of things.
那我会啊表白一些我承认我自己的问题。
And I know what it is, you get humble before that person.
那当我在承认的时候，我需要在对方的面前呢谦卑下来。
We don't go there and say, "Well, now listen, I want to make a confession, but I want you to know." No.
你的态度不是这样。当你要跟道歉的时候，你说：“哎，某某人呢、啊，我要来跟你承认哈我的问题哈。
So, ”
但是哦，怎么样？哈，
no,
这个不是
said, if you conf-
啊
I'm sorry.
悔改的态度。
If you confess your sins, he said, "I am faithful."
他说：“如果
God says He's faithful, He's."
圣经约翰说如果你承认你的罪
And the more you live
神是信实的当神说他是信实的时候
And、
你放心
the more you trust
他永远信实你可以好好的信靠他
And the more you believe him,
你越相信他你越信任他
the more faithful you see
你越信靠他你就越知道神的信实有多少
said, I am faithful and I'm just.
他说呢我是信实还是公义的
And I will forgive your sins.
我会赦免你的罪
And purify us from all unrighteousness.
而且要洁净你所有的不干净的地方
This is his terms.
这个是耶稣的方法
Oh my friend, there's
耶稣的说法耶稣的方法
that we can do other than to come in by what God wants.
那我们一定要按着神要的方法
I don't care how much the church or anyone else tries to reason so well I don't think you'll have to we don't have to do that
我知道有些人
you don't have to go that far you don't have toNo, I don't care who reasons that.
我不管
Or who has the, I don't feel God want. Well, it's all right. I think God will let you. No, my friends. Those are not God's. He said, my word is truth. And truth will make you free.
我不在乎有些人用理性的想法说，我想这个不会到这个地步，不需要这样吧。有用感觉的想法说，哎呀，最好不要这样。不管怎么样，但是呢，神的话就是神的话，因为呢，神的话让我们得到自由。
And once we have confessed,
当我们承认罪的时候，之后
，He said this to the Jews.
他就啊，耶稣就对这个犹太人说
，Jesus said, if you hold to my teachings,
如果你遵守我的教训
，You really are my disciples.
那你就是真是我的门徒。
Then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
你遵守我的教训。你就是我真的门徒，之后你就认识真理，真理叫你得到自由。
You know, I know we live in a day today we don't trust many people.
我知道这个时代呢，人对人的相信度呢很少。
We've got to the place we don't trust Wall Street, we don't trust the government, we don't trust the hospital, we don't trust. We've got to the place we don't trust.
到个地步呢，政府的、机关的这些呢，我们都已经不能信任了。
But that's because we've gotten to the place where everything's been reason, everything's been feelings, and everything means there's no really absolute.
那就是因为呢，没有一个绝对的啊一个根基，就是相对性的，所以呢，这个啊。推理性的也好，或者是感觉也好，就把它弄到这个地步，我没有办法信任。
But God wants us to believe Him.
但是神要我们相信他。
There's no on this side or on that side.
那不要偏这边，也不要偏那边，
no、
就是相信他。
Because as a counselor, I often find out that people, because they never trusted anyone.Find it hard to trust God.
我身为一个在就是在諮商人的人呢，我常常发现很多人呢，他们没有办法相信，就是因为呢，他们有太多的那个理性上面
的推论。But that's not a reason. That's a cause.
那是原因，不能相信的原因。
The reason part of it is that God said, "Believe me."
那神说呢，你要相信我。
And this is what He expects from us.
那他。既然说你要相信我的话，他就期待我们相信他的话。
He said, "If you will believe me and really be my disciples, you will have the truth."
所以如果我们
the truth will make you free.
我们要遵守，一定会相信才会遵守嘛。他说，如果你遵守我的话，然后呢，你就真是我的门徒。之后呢，你就会明白真理，然后真理叫你得到自由。
All truth was given by God.
那所有的真理是从神而来。
As you read the Bible, as you would really, when, you know, sometimes when we say we study it, and I do the same thing. I read a lot of history. I like history. I read some of the poetry. But what we need to do is as we read, not only to enhance our intelligence and our knowledge, but learn what God wants.
那当你在念圣经的时候，有时候我们也会有这种现象，就是想很喜欢明白他的啊，了解他的历史啦，他的背景啦，然后了解他的意思啦，哈。我自己本身也有这种经验，但是最重要的是，好好的把神的话相信接受在你的心里面。
You see, His word has the power to change our life.
因为他的话，他的道才能够改变你，才能够洁净你。
He said, "Sanctify them, cleanse them by the truth."His word is.
耶稣说，跟神祷告哈，为了相信的这些人跟神祷告说呢，求你用你的话洁净他们，使他们成圣。
What I should do, then I follow God, and my heart and life is cleansed from these.
你知道吗？我们跟随神的时候是带着一个被洁净的心来跟随他。我们遵守，我们相信，然后呢，我们被洁净。
Paul became the Moses of the Old Testament, of the New Testament.
那保罗在这个新约的地位呢，跟摩西一样的啊，分量一样的重。
But Paul was very hostile against the church.
那我们知道，有时候保罗在批以前呢，对于基督徒是非常的恨恶的。
Most of the Pharisees did, but they weren't active like Paul.
那保罗是法利赛人中的一个，那法利赛人都很恨信耶稣的人，那保罗呢，他呢更严重，他呢提出行动啊，采取行动要杀基督徒。
He watched Stephen the martyr being martyred, being killed.
他很痛快的看着这个尸体反，就是啊信耶稣的一个人呢，在那里被用石头丢死，他心里面非常痛快，很高兴。
He's the one that went out to find the Christians to persecute.
嫉恶如仇的那种啊态度，他所以呢，他就领了那个命令呢，到处要找基督徒去杀了。
When he met Jesus,
当他遇到耶稣的时候
，he found the truth.
他找到了真理
，and it changed his life radically.
把他的生命整个翻转都改变了。
And I believe most of us, when we found Jesus, our lives changed.
我相信我们当中有这个经验的基督徒一样，我们的生命因为遇到耶稣改变了。
And it's still changing.
仍然还在更新，在改变。
I trust the Lord that though this may have been a little different type of message, that somehow you're able to grasp what I've been trying to get across today.
我但愿我们这个真理有点，我今天的啊这种讲到有点不一样，但是我希望你能够听进去。
The only way the world is going to ever become a place again that is really a place where man can live and live with some sense of peace is if they come back to the truth.
如果我们都很渴慕平安和平很和谐的话，一定要回到那不变的真理。
South America is one of the richest continents.
那我们知道，这个南美洲
，They have tremendous resources.
他们很有钱，然后呢，他们有很多资源。
And yet, for the last, I don't know, 300-400 years, South America only until now has been able to do any. They never been able to do anything because their countries were nothing but corrupt.
那这个地方呢，那么有钱，那么有资源，为什么会那么的腐化？到目前才开始在提升哈，因为他们呢伦理道德非常的腐败。
The resources were there.
资源在那里。
The people were there.
也很多人。
But the morals were missing.
但是呢，这个伦理道德不在。
So we find out that the things of God really matter.
所以神对于我们的生存，对我们的存在是很重要的。
It really makes a difference in a home.
会让我们人的生命整个都不一样。
It makes a difference in a home.
会让我们的家也不一样。
It makes a difference in a community.
会让我们的社区也不一样。
And in a country.
然后国家也不一样。
America was only as great as their faith.
美国为什么有比较优秀的这样的一个情况呢？因为美国有信仰。
You are privileged to watch the downstepping of America.
那你们在这个时代呢，会看着美国往下面坠落。
Filled with governments of reason, people of
所谓的
emotions and feelings and
情绪也好，合理化也好，这个对，这个不对，
right、
变来变去。
Right now in California, there's an area.That has a river there, and because there's some kind of a little a fish there, they've closed down that river and dammed it up, so all the rest of the valley there, I can't tell you how far it is dying. The people there were great farmers, had a wonderful farm, but because of one little fish.
那加州那里有一件事情，就是呢，有一条河。
The whole area has become depressed.
然后呢，因为鱼的缘故呢，他竟然把它就是封锁掉之后呢，整个所有的那个村落的人都受到影响，只为了鱼的缘故。
Reasoning，
这是什么？合理吗
？Feeling，
感觉吗
？Doesn't matter，
不在乎吗
？This is where
无所谓吗
we are today.
这是我们今天的情况。
But you don't have to be there.
你不需要处在这种。
And as you follow the word of God, and as you live for Him, your life is going to tell.
你能够以耶稣的话，神的话为依
归，按照他活。Little God will have mercy on this world,
然后
and help them begin to see and understand the direction.
如果每一个人都愿意按着神的话去生活的话，慢慢的，或许我们可以把这个再次奠定我们的真理，让我们的这个生命，这个生活再次回归到以前的秩序。
Oh, that God would help us to be a church.
但愿神帮助我们这个教会
that trust in the truth of God.
是一个愿意信靠神的话语的教会。
May God bless you.
愿神赐福我们。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Father dear, as we brought the message this morning, we're asking you that you would take it to our hearts and our minds and help us to understand.
亲爱的天父，今天早上当我们在听这个信息的时候，
no matter what anyone else does, I'm
going to find the truth. 求你把它放到我们的心中来。
The truth that makes me free.
让我们有一个意愿。
That I might then reach out to help others.
愿意遵守，愿意相信，然后让我们可以影响到四周的人。奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 我想我们看一个经节好不好？好，我们都没有翻到圣经，我看一个经节，提摩太后书第三章十六节。我们一直在讲神的话语，真理。提摩太后书第三章十六节。